And here we are. We've built 124 housing units, ranging from one bedroom to seven bedrooms. Sanitary facilities, first class. The water harvesting system is one that has been done in a manner that is sustainable. So, because the place is a heavy rain enclave, and therefore we are restoring them as much as possible to their original state or even better.
How much did we spend on phase one? Do we have enough money to carry out the other phases?
Well, I anticipated this question. Well, first of all, I am not a spending officer. First of all, I didn't raise the money. I'm not a spending officer. I think in due course, Auntie Joyce and Co. will come out and publish their accounts and inform the country how much was raised. But I think an amount, I don't want to speculate, but considerable amount of money in terms of the contribution, almost about 100 million cedis, I think. And also remember that in the process, we did impose an administrative fine on the company at the center of this explosion. We imposed a fine of, I think, $6 million. $6 million, mm-hmm. Yes. And the president directed that $5 million of that money should be donated or contributed to the APAT reconstruction fund. So that money too is available.
Oh, then, so the fine has been paid?
Oh, fully.